Hello again. Welcome to another Bernie Miklas show here on YouTube. We've hit the 7,000 subscriber mark, which is really good considering how relatively short time that we've had the channel here. And thank you for your support. It means a lot to me, and I appreciate everything that you do, even if we disagree on some of the things that I say and you say. It's all good. So please subscribe if you haven't, or get the word out to some people and let them know about it. At least take a look. So I'm wearing this cap today. I haven't been explaining caps very well lately. Got some more on the way. But anyway, this is in honor of Yadier Molina. This is the cap of a very famous, historically prominent baseball franchise in Puerto Rico, the Santurce Crabbers. I think I've worn this for one video or so. Anyway, you like the little crab there? I do. Anyway, this is tip of the cap to Yadier Molina. Well, he's in the news, as you probably have heard, and it's really more about Benji Molina being in the news. Benji Molina, who's a heck of a guy, really, really love him. He doesn't really believe in filters. He really says what's on his mind. So he was on 101 ESPN yesterday morning, and he said that Yadier Molina wants to manage the Cardinals. He definitely wants to manage the Cardinals. And Marty Kilcoin, our friend, had a follow-up question. Said, well, what about coaching? What about coaching for the Cardinals? And Benji said, no, he wants to manage. He wants to be the manager. Benji also added that there were other teams interested in Molina to manage. And he even used the terminology, he has offers to manage a major league team, offers plural, which is interesting, and I'll get into that in a minute. The only caveat, if that's the way to put it, you know, because at first I think people listening thought that this was an immediate thing. Well, it can't be an immediate thing, because whether you like it or not, the Cardinals have a manager in place in 2025. It's a matter of whether they're going to stay with him beyond 2025. So the Cardinals don't have a vacancy at the moment. And I know that at least some of you would say, well, fire Marmol anyway, just fire him and hire Molina or somebody else. Okay, that's kind of a separate thing, right? So I'm not going to get into that. They have a manager on a contract and they're committed to him for 2025. That's a bottom line, and all the huffing and puffing ain't going to change that. So anyway, The caveat, if that's the term, is that Benji did add that Molina would prefer to manage after his son graduates. And I'm assuming graduates high school. And there's two more years, according to Benji Molina. So he wants to manage. He doesn't want to coach for the Cardinals. Yadi wants to manage. This is according to his big brother. The Cardinals, he wants to come work for the Cardinals, but as the manager, not a coach. I guess this advisor thing that John Mozeliak didn't work out. To my knowledge, Yadier never did anything, never showed up, never. Maybe he scouted some games in Puerto Rico. So I don't know what he did. No one has ever really reported on that. So, he wants to manage the team, not coach the team. He also wants a situation where, Benji was trying to make the point. I'm doing a lousy job explaining this, by the way. Benji made the point that, you know, Yadier Molina will wait for a while, but he has other offers, which I alluded to, but let's reinforce that. And then the other thing, for some sweetener, Benji Molina told the folks at 101 ESPN that, imagine a situation where Molina is the manager and Albert Pujols is the batting coach and Adam Wainwright is the pitching coach. Well, I would think a large population of Cardinals fans would be very excited by that. I just wonder if that's realistic, because last I looked, Adam Wainwright has got a lot going on. He's getting paid a lot of money as a national broadcaster. He has got a budding musical career that's off to a good start, country music. He's got him and his wife, a wonderful wife. They have a bunch of kids. And Wainwright said he was ready to, you know, just finally give that family the time he deserves without they deserve without always having to go on the road, like, you know, for baseball and being away from home all the time. So I wonder whether Adam Wainwright would really want to be the pitching coach, but I guess that's another topic for another day, and only he can answer that. As for Pujols, I think he would like to manage the Cardinals as well. We've talked about that. So I don't know where to go with all of this stuff, right? But I do have some thoughts, as you might imagine, and I'll try to be quick. I know the videos have been long. I've been getting a lot of complaints. I'll try to shorten them up. I may even start a YouTube short channel where, you know, we're talking about literally a minute or two quick hit, you know, and that's it. But I do a bunch of them. I'm trying to figure things out. All right. I got some questions, okay? Because this is a fun thing to talk about. Is it low-hanging fruit? You bet it is. Am I going to hit the low-hanging fruit? Yeah, I'm grabbing it, as you know, because it's a fun topic. And it's not like we haven't, Cardinals fans, media, whomever, it's not like we've never talked about this. And there's some new information because of what Benji Molina said, right? So number one, I'm going to go down the list real quick. Number one, I question, frankly, whether Yadier Molina already has offers plural, to manage major league teams. Well, where? There are no jobs open. Now, if Benji would have said, well, you know, he got some calls before teams filled their vacancies after this past season. Okay, well, maybe that's what he meant, but I don't know. But the fact is, like, well, where are these offers? No jobs are open at the moment. I don't know how many will be open after 2025. Don't know if the Cardinals job, for that matter, will be open after 2025. So I wanted to make that point. Number two, on the surface, I have to wonder if Chaim Bloom, who will be running the baseball operation after this season, after 2025, I have to wonder if Chaim Bloom and Yadier Molina are a match. Chaim Bloom is the president of baseball operations, basically in charge of all the baseball. And Molina, as a first-time manager, at least in the major leagues, you know, he's done well as a manager of the Puerto Rican national team, managing in the Caribbean. He's a winning player. Everybody knows all of his qualities. He's got many of them. But is it a fit? Is it a match? And I almost dread talking about this because the A word will be used in this. And let me put it to you this way. From what I get feedback, now there's a lot of fans who understand the value of analytics. There are a lot of fans who think it's like the curse of the devil and, you know, should be banned and all that stuff. So any conversation I have when I talk about, well, are they a match, Bloom and Molina, it will quickly deteriorate. The responses will quickly deteriorate into, well, if the choice is between a real baseball man and some analytics nerd, Bernie, you must have lost your mind. Of course you go with Molina. It doesn't matter what I think, or really what you think, and no disrespect intended. The point being, it matters what the Cardinals think and the people that'll be making the hire, Chaim Bloom, if there is a job available for Yadier Molina to manage. Chaim Bloom's going to be making that hire, and he should be able to have the freedom and the liberty to hire the manager that he wants, not a manager that, you know, kind of there's all this PR pressure, at least some. Listen, I don't know how many Cardinals fans, like if we took a vote, and you know, it certainly wouldn't be scientific. I don't know how many Cardinals fans would say, yeah, this is a great idea. I would presume a lot. But I know there's some other Cardinals fans who have reservations because I've heard from them too. But the point is, if you're going to hire Chaim Bloom to run things, and he is not really Yadier Molina is not really a compatible fit for the way Bloom wants to run a baseball team. This is all hypothetical. Is that the way that the Chaim Bloom era is going to start? Where he's in a jam, and here we go with point number three, you know, with Benji Molina campaigning, Yadier Molina will be campaigning. This puts Bloom in a really tough spot. It's not really fair, to be honest with you. A lot of fans, as I mentioned, would plead for Moline to be hired. Some would say, no, Bloom should do what he wants. It's his job. He's in charge. He should start with a clean slate and put this organization together the way he thinks would be the best way to do it, including the manager. So there's going to be a difference of opinion. I repeat, I can't assimilate how many people will say, yeah, no matter what, hire Yachty, or people would say, well, let Chaim Bloom pick his own manager and he doesn't need all this external pressure. I'm just laying out how this sits. I'm not taking a stand on this because I have no reason to. We're not there yet. So a lot of fans would plead for Molina and as the manager. And then if Bloom is in the market for a manager and he passes on Molina, the Bloom era would get off to an unfortunate start because the haters out there, and I don't know how many they are, but the haters out there who, and some of whom already have some skepticism about Chaim Bloom, which is fine. They would immediately turn on him and probably never forgive him. So in some ways he'd be doomed from the start, maybe not doomed, but it would be a rough way to start your term in office as a Cardinals president of baseball operations, although he does have a 5-year contract and Bill DeWitt likes him a lot and Bill DeWitt wanted him here for good reason. Welcome to St. Louis, Chaim Bloom. Welcome. No pressure or anything. So along those lines, what if Molina is hired by another team and he proves to be a successful manager? How would the Cardinals franchise ever live that down, right? Same would apply to Albert Pujols when he's ready to basically apply for MLB manager's jobs, including maybe here in St. Louis, if one becomes available after the 2025 season. There could be a lot of twists and turns here is what I'm trying to say. But can you imagine the Cardinals taking a pass, Chaim Bloom saying, basically saying no. And you imagine the Cardinals taking a pass on Molina and he goes somewhere else, maybe even in the NL Central and thrives. I don't know where he would end up, but still, that's a daunting thing to think about if you're the Cardinals. But there's another side to this. And let's talk about the other side to this. The Cardinals would catch at least some flack no matter what they do. First of all, just by keeping Marmol in place for the final year of his contract in 2026, there's a pretty hardcore percentage of fans who would just blast DeWitt, blast Chaim Bloom, declare some kind of jihad on the franchise, right? So, because Marmol's not a popular guy, and there's nothing he can do to win the doubters, the skeptics over. That's just the reality of the situation. So, number one, if Bloom decides, why do I keep saying Molina? Is that a Freudian slip? If Bloom decides, Ollie Marmol did a really good job with this young team in 2025. We see no reason to replace him. He did a commendable job. We were very impressed. Again, some fans would say, well, that's fair. I suspect many other fans would say, well, Chaim Bloom has no idea what he's doing. He's just as bad as Mazalek. Why did we hire this guy? Yada, 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 yada. Or I should say yada, 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 yada. So there would be a hostile reaction, just the very decision to keep Ollie Marmol in place, no matter what happens in 2025, but especially even if he manages well and the team exceeds expectations, there would still be a lot of unhappy people out there. But if Molina's not offered the job, okay, this fits into what I was saying. There'd be a hostile reaction, a lot of mewling out there and a vow to never buy a Cardinals ticket again as long as I live, that kind of stuff. And people are entitled to have that opinion. I ain't making fun of them because it's your money. It's your family. It's the money you've earned and you work for, and you spend it however you want to spend it or not spend it. Simple as that. I've kind of boycotted some things, not talking about sports, but I'm saying it. We all have an individual choice there. But here's where I say there's another side of this, but let's just say they do hire Molina, the Cardinals, and Heimblum. Suppose they do hire him. Well, the people that don't necessarily think Yadier Molina would be the right fit for the Cardinals at this time, again, hypothetically, there would be a very cynical reaction to Molina being appointed as manager of the Cardinals. Do you know what it is? Can I play it out for you? It would be, well, there's DeWitt. This is just a PR move. It's a PR stunt. We know that Bloom didn't want to hire Molina, but he had to, because DeWitt sees an opportunity to make the fans happy and to sell more tickets. This is all about Bill DeWitt Jr. wanting to bring more money in here and get fans back. You know, this is very, you know, I see right through this. You know, this is just a PR stunt. I don't think he would do that, but if you're looking for a reason, a list of reasons to hire Molina or say Albert Pujols, you'd also be naive not to include that part on the list. Obviously, it would be very popular move, either one of those guys. So, but one way or the other, Bill DeWitt and Heim Bloom are going to lose, right? They're going to have people unhappy. I think the people that really love Yadier Molina probably have the larger percentage of representation in this group among Cardinals fans. But I'm just saying, either way, the Cardinals are going to take a hit, because I can hear it now. I was laughing, thinking about this morning. Well, that's DeWitt just trying to get money. That's why I hired Molina. I think if DeWitt approved of that, you know, why would he approve that? Well, I don't know. We're talking about a future Hall of Fame player. He, one of the smartest guys that's ever played the game, 2 World Series championships, 4 pennants, 104 postseason games, which is the most ever by a Cardinals, 13 postseasons he competed in, 10 All-Star games, 9 Gold Gloves. He received MVP votes in 5 seasons. He's got a Silver Slugger, and he's number 4 in the history of baseball for games caught, and he has done well in his endeavors managing in Puerto Rico, the national team, and elsewhere. So no one really would have to justify Molina's credentials. I mean, the Cleveland Guardians hired a longtime major league catcher, Stephen Vogt, who was a really respected catcher within the game. He wasn't the most talented guy, but man, everybody that worked with him loved him, because of his brains, the way he deals with people, his baseball acumen. Listen, if Stephen Vogt can become a rookie manager without having managed anywhere in the majors before, he only had 1 year coaching in Seattle as a bullpen coach. If he can get a job based on the respect that he attained and earned as a catcher in the majors, no one can tell me that Yadier Molina is undeserving of the same type of shot. And oh, by the way, Stephen Vogt became the American League Manager of the Year in his first season. So again, let's be realistic about this. Yadier Molina has got all the credentials you would wonder about, or you would ask, well, let's look at the credentials. The credentials are incredibly impressive. The only question I think some of you would have, and this is why I'm bringing it up, I'm not bringing up the cheap shot Yadier Molina, but this whole thing last season was weird. Cardinals put out an announcement, Yadier Molina joining the Cardinals as an advisor to John Mozeliak. And that was the last time we heard of it. He was never in St. Louis. To our knowledge, he never did anything. And maybe it's family reasons. Maybe he had a good reason, but it was just a really weird situation. And every time Molina as manager is brought up, if you go, I saw some stuff on X last night about this because I was curious about some of the reaction. It's some of the stuff you would expect. It's like, well, when he's the manager, will Yadi allow any of his players to just take a leave of absence during the season because they want to go watch one of their favorite teams play somewhere else? You know, somebody wants to take 3 or 4 or 5 days off because they have a partial ownership in a pro team in another country. Will Yadi say, oh, yeah, no problem. I did that. I understand. Yeah, you just go. It's okay. See, that would come up because it already is coming up. So that's a couple things that were, if you want to say, what are the dings, if you will, on Molina? There's a little bit of credibility hit that he took with this weird Cardinals consultant thing that never materialized. And that the fact that he left the Cardinals to go watch a basketball team, pro team in Puerto Rico that he owned, which I understand he's selling or he has sold already. But those questions will come up. So, but as, you know, if the Cardinals want to go forward with this, if in fact they fire their manager at the end of the season, let's not preclude other possibilities. Again, suppose Albert Pujols calls Bill DeWitt personally and says, I'm ready to manage. We know Molina says he's ready to manage because Benji Molina tells us that. And Benji's the best promotions guy that Yadier has. But what about if Chaim Bloom, not because he's afraid to manage a legendary Cardinal, but what if Chaim Bloom just has some other people in mind that he think would be great managers? Would you, I'm asking you as individuals, not you as an entire group, would you say, well, that's the fair thing to do? If you're going to hire him and give him a five-year contract, and the first big decision he has as the president of baseball operations is to make the determination on the manager, not only if Marmol stays after 2025, and if he doesn't, well, does Chaim Bloom have a list? Because Chaim Bloom's a planner. He thinks well in advance of things. Just look at how quickly he rolled out this rebuilding of the minor leagues with some really great hires. What if Bloom's got a list, his own list, where he said, I don't know who, but you know, where he says, I've always thought this guy would be a great manager for what the Cardinals are going to be doing in the future. Would you hate on him for that? Would you wait and see who the manager is and how he does, which is a human reaction? This is very interesting stuff, isn't it? And good luck to everybody, right? Because one way or the other, you hire Molina, there's going to be people grumbling, and you may undercut your new president of baseball operations if the new president of baseball operations really doesn't want Molina. He had some other people in mind. There's going to be a lot of hollering about that. But then if Molina goes elsewhere and does well, ooh, it's going to be a lot of, it's not going to be hollering, it's going to be bellowing. But then on the other hand, we got the people out there who view everything, every decision the Cardinals make, they view it through a certain lens, which is, oh, that's just Bill DeWitt being greedy, right? He's bringing in, this is like a circus. He wants to sell tickets. That's why he's hiring Molina. So I went back to that briefly because I just wanted to reinforce the point. Chaim Bloom would be in a really tough spot here, and Bill DeWitt, if he wants to let Chaim Bloom do his thing, Chaim Bloom will be able to pick the manager that he wants, even if it's not Yadier Molina or Albert Pujols. So kick that one around. Leave your comments. I would appreciate it. It's a fun topic, and that's how we should look at it, as a fun topic. No one should have a coronary episode over this. We're just kicking things around. Thanks to Benji Molina going on 101 ESPN and stirring the pot a little bit. Y'all have a great day. I might be back later. Thank you very much, as always, for watching, and leave your comments.